Hey everybody, real quick, before we get started, just wanted to let you guys know that we now have a voicemail number. So, if you have something that you want to say about an upcoming Adam Sandler film, give us a call, and maybe we'll put it on the podcast. You don't even have to call about that. You can call and say whatever you want. If it's cool, we'll play it. Maybe if it was something even like this.
Hello, my name is Paul, and I just want to say that I love your podcast. The last episode, Bacon, shame on you for starting the podcast without Marie in the room. How dare you? I mean, that was funny, but, you know, get her in the room next time. Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So if you want to give us a call, our phone number is 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6273. You could also find it on our website, AdamSandlerPleaseStop.com, and it's on our Facebook page. And now, to the podcast.
But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny, the guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it, you don't like me, I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me as always is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
Yes, we've got it down with the music. This week, we are looking at Adam Sandler's Click that was released in June 2006. We did miss a movie. He was uncredited in Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo. Which I'm sure we'll get to once we finish Adam Sandler and move on to the awful Rob Schneider. Marie, ready for the plot of this movie?
Yep.
A workaholic architect finds a universal remote that allows him to fast forward and rewind to different parts of his life.
Whoa.
Complications arise when the remote starts to overrule his choices.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Whoopsie doodles.
Uh-oh. Oh, cool.
Yeah. neither of us have... I've never seen this film.
Never seen it.
And I've brought it up in the past. I've been told that this is a hidden gem in the Adam Sandler library.
We fucking ball.
Yes.
During this film.
I hope
we lose
great.
It. I hope I'm sobbing in a corner.
Yeah.
Rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
I want to feel, damn it.
I want something. And okay, so we're a little
Prick
biased.
Me.
Yeah.
So I know I bleed, okay?
This just proves that like we love Adam Sandler and we like we want this to be great.
Yeah.
Even though we know what's going to
happen. We're coming off a fresh wound.
Yes, we are coming off of
we really didn't like
the youngest nard. If you guys go on the website, you'll see that it on my side it's listed as the youngest nerd. And Marie and I have been laughing about that since we got finished watching that movie.
It has maybe been 40 minutes of laughter.
It is so
it's so
funny. If that film was called The Youngest Nerd, it would
be way
higher on my list. It might be pushing punch drunk left for me.
It could be the same movie.
Oh my
but
God.
But if it was called The Youngest Nerd.
Real quick on the facts on this one. There's a lot of facts that I looked up, none of which were interesting to me.
Oh, boy.
The budget was $70 million, and it grossed $137 million.
Okay.
Made double.
So that's like a success.
It is. In the business, we'd call that a nard.
Are we the only people who can't? Like, function around Nard?
Yeah, probably. You ready to listen to the trailer of this?
Yes.
Are you ready to...
I'm ready to Nard.
Let's Nard.
The most awesome force in the universe, the most powerful device ever created, is now in the hands of one man.
Cool.
You wanted a universal remote? That remote controls the universe.
For me to do those documents, it's gonna take me months.
And you better get started.
Wow, I got a big headache.
You do?
so I can re-experience any part of my life I want to.
I heard a song playing on the radio this morning.
We have a song?
The song that was playing during our first kiss.
What the hell is that song?
Oh my God. Get it? That's my boy.
Linger was playing during our first juicy kiss. You look beautiful in that pink sweater.
Honey, you remember what I was wearing?
I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Yeah.
Skip in the shower and skip in getting dressed. And look sexy. I like that.
Have you been drinking, Daddy?
The remote.
Making up.
Click it.
Is that my parents?
They're making you.
Get me out of here!
Takes control.
This thing's broken. It's fast-forwarding on its own.
What else did I miss?
Adam Sandler.
You look a little pale there, pal. Let me fix that.
Don't get the Hulk angry. You won't like him when he's angry.
Click.
Plants catch?
Yeah, but your kid stinks.
A regular Derek Jeter right there.
I remember why I didn't go see this movie.
Yeah.
That trailer was awful.
Yep.
Wow. You know what? Let's just get right into it. Here's the format. We watch the movie together. We stop it every 30 minutes to discuss what we saw so far. But each of us have an Adam Sandler stop card that we could use at any point to pause the movie and talk about what exactly is going on. We used it last week on The Youngest Nerd. We didn't use it on Spanglish. It comes and goes, yep. And it's been valuable just to have in your back pocket.
Back pocket.
Ha paka. That is it.
Yep.
You ready to start this one?
Yeah. Let's click.
Stop card.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
We are 5 minutes in and we already have to use it. Well, actually, was it you? Did you use yours, Marie?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, it's you. All right, I still got mine. Oh boy. Oh,
but you can agree that
it's awful.
Holy shit.
You guys remember how Rob Schneider's been racist so far? And we're like, wow, we did not know about the racism in this one.
It's hit its new low.
Rob Schneider.
He's in brownface.
He's a person of Arab descent?
They've made him
very
tan.
And a big prosthetic nose.
Big prosthetic
nose. Why is he in it? Why is he doing this? It doesn't make any sense.
Why?
You couldn't just get somebody of that descent to do this bit?
Right. It's a tiny, tiny role. It's not that comedic. Why? There's no way we see him again after this scene.
No.
What is the point of this? You can still get the comedy with casting someone who is actually of Arab descent.
Yeah. There's
and not brown, like, he's in brownface.
It's gross.
His makeup is dark.
I feel like we're just going to keep repeating ourselves. You guys, this is Rob Schneider. Is that a new goddamn low?
We really thought it couldn't get lower.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's in Rob Schneider's
bread box.
Couldn't think of it. And, you know, maybe his neck just needs some lotion on it. Let's watch the rest. Let's keep going.
The hell told you this was a good movie?
Oh, man.
I want names.
I don't want to give names now.
I will find where they live.
Wow.
And just say, hey, you're a jerk. You guys are jerks.
You guys, this movie's awful.
It's horrible.
It is so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. You guys, my number one note is every child actor. Every single child actor in this movie is the worst child actor I've ever seen. They are awful. They are so bad. There's kids who can't even get... They can only say one sentence before they have to take another breath again. And they can't talk like fucking people. They're awful. You know who else
can't talk?
What?
Hi.
What?
You got a remote.
I don't know what you're
doing. From Beyond Beyond.
Yeah.
It's me. Christopher Walken.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just sounded like a normal person to me, Marie. What are you talking about?
Christopher Walken's acting note was be more Christopher Walken-y.
It's even worse than when it's he's like on Saturday Night Live and like reading something. Oh, it's my
like
God.
He's doing like a caricature of himself.
Whatever. I don't care. I like it.
It's truly bizarre.
You should yell.
Adam.
No, Adam.
This remote controls your universe.
Oh, that's where we're at, by the way. We're 30 minutes in. It's just he is a neglectful dad because he's worried about work. And always. He gets this remote control from Christopher Walken and he's discovering how it affects his life. That's literally it.
Yep.
We've seen... did they not see the shaggy dog with Tim Allen?
Wait.
Yeah, we've seen... Actually, I think every single Tim Allen movie is actually that premise of, like, dad who has no time for his family, yep. Who's too busy. All right, you know what? I kind of want to just keep going because I hope it gets better for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it better.
I hope it's like Spanglish where the first 30 minutes sucks giant dick and then it, like, the rest of the movie is just working to get out of that hole.
Unlike Adam Sandler's baby dick,
when we saw him
come out of the vagina, that is a scene. He comes right out of I can't call it a vagina because it's just like slits of paper.
Yeah.
Representing a vagina.
That's what I always call a vagina. Ooh, then I went down on her two slits of paper, and I licked them like I was folding over an envelope.
It's not even like a fleshy-looking hole. It's just like just like two right corners.
Marie.
Slits of paper.
A fleshy-looking hole.
It's a fleshy hole. Make it more fleshy, please. Vaginas aren't paper slits. Let's okay.
Go. I'm going on to the rest of the movie. All right, Marie. Thoughts, feelings about this movie?
It's awful.
It's still so bad.
God damn it. This blows.
Oh my God. It is... It establishes rules, and it doesn't even follow those rules. Like, it shows that he can go back in time, and apparently we're supposed to feel bad about, like, him going in auto-forward. We just started getting to the point where he gets auto-forwarded, and it's like... Oh no, what's going to happen? Like, now it's going auto forward. It's like, well, we know that you have a reverse. You could just use the reverse.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, you've established a dumb rule, and I'll follow that if you stay to that rule. And they're not. It's very willy-nilly. Adam Sandler is just kind of also being the exact same character the entire time. And every woman in this movie is, like, a porn star?
Yes. Kate Beckinsale, like, is the, her character is the mom.
Yeah.
And they have her.
She's beautiful.
She's a gorgeous woman, but they have her in half shirts, and her, like, her dialogue is just like, oh, baby, we'll make it through.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
We can make it.
You can treat me like shit. Yeah. It's not a big deal. We're family. But all of a sudden, you're on autopilot, and my tiny shirt doesn't like that.
Yeah, and my wiener's going crazy, because I'm like, this performance is awful, but she is so attractive, and they dress her like a porn star.
And then the women who work in his office are all porn stars?
They are way over the top porn stars. And that's not even... we're on that part of the movie. Like, that's not the problem with the movie. The problem with the movie is it's like the jokes are flat and awful.
Literally the only person who is funny right now is Rachel Dratch as Adam Sandler's assistant.
Rachel Dratch is crushing it in this movie.
She's hysterical. She's awesome. She's honestly the saving grace of the movie.
She's given one joke... and she's the only person who could make any jokes land in this movie.
Yes.
Because she is crushing it so much.
It's so sad.
There's a little bit like
she's
this.
She's a teeny tiny side character.
Yes.
And she's the only funny part.
There's a tiny bit of thing against like, ooh, it's really walking the line towards transgender people. But like,
yep.
I feel like Rachel Dratch is able to pull the joke off so it's not offensive.
Somehow
she's able to pull that off.
Power to her.
She's awesome. She's crushing it. Everybody else sucks. I fucking hate this movie so far. I know exactly where it's going. It telegraphs everything it's doing.
And at the end, this is a horrible, unnecessary It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's the same premise as It's a Wonderful Life.
Christopher Walken is the Clarence.
Yes. And Christopher Walken's hilarious.
But this blows.
Especially the
it was
the child
already
actor
done
stuff.
Well once. It's called It's a Wonderful Life. Like, don't. This blows.
All right, let's continue watching. We'll see what happens.
Angry about it.
Fourth done with this movie.
It's horrible. This fucking blows.
Oh, you guys. Sorry, we just came off a part where Christopher Walken shows up in the mid, like after like a solid 15 minutes of seriousness, and you just see him with his hair like blown out, and he has like white gloves on. He's just like,
he said something.
I don't know.
I couldn't understand what it was.
It was amazing.
I think he was just like, Nard.
The longest Nard. Oh my God. Okay, so let's just go through. There was a jump to the future in this movie, and they're like, it was the year 2017.
Yeah, and we freaked out.
It was just like,
we're like, they're here.
Yes. In the future, because this was made in 2006, so it's just like, oh, jump to the future, 2017. And then there's like really weird futuristic things. It's like, no, we haven't gotten there yet. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yet they weirdly get right, like,
hairstyles.
The hairstyle.
They got that down.
Dress clothes, I would say, of 2017.
They got that part down.
Weirdly.
Strangely.
There's a lot of like, so what's popular right now is like white hair or like super light purple.
Yeah, explain to us what's popular right now.
No, just like weird pastels. I don't know.
Yeah, weird pastels going back
in
kind of
women's
like the
80s hair
kind of
and
stuff.
Some men's hair. And they get somehow get that right.
Also, Jonah Hill's in this movie.
With a prosthetic nose.
Yeah, and they did the makeup to make him look fat, like the fat son. Like, it's a weird... It's weird that he's only in this movie for, like, a half a second. But, like, in a weird... Like, he doesn't match his son in the future or past at all.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The son in the future, 2017 on, is fucking hot.
Oh, God. Here it is.
And he mimics Adam Sandler's speech, like, crazy well.
He's doing spooky. An Adam Sandler impersonation during
But it's good.
The entire time, Maria's like, oh, God.
I was like, no. I was like, he's so good. Also, yeah. There are times when it just sounds like Adam Sandler is talking to himself. Yes. For real.
Yeah.
Actor who's doing Adam Sandler's son, yeah. i.e. Adam Sandler impersonation, you're great. You won a fan today.
Adam Sandler's daughter in this movie is extremely attractive.
Yeah, but they make a weird thing about, like, him being misogynistic and being like, you can't have boobs!
Yeah, and then it's like,
cover those up!
A weird thing with...
Shame your body!
With her stepdad.
Yeah!
It's just like, ugh.
And right now, in the movie, he just had a heart attack.
Yeah, so we just finished when he had a heart attack. I get, like, the emotional stuff that they're trying to do, but it's just not gonna happen.
This movie blows!
The movie sucks so thick and deep that it's just... It's impossible. It's awful.
Let's just get through the rest of
this. Alright, let's watch the rest of this. Wow.
Who told you?
I don't remember. You guys, my one last note on this movie is worst rendition of It's a Wonderful Life
ever.
Awful. It is awful. This movie is so stupid, and it tries to pull at heartstrings, but it hasn't earned it. Yeah, it hasn't earned it.
It's horrible. That's
it. All right, Marie, we're looking at, it is now 1 through 16 of Adam Sandler movies. Where would you shoehorn in Click?
Is it worse than Anger Management is the question.
That's a question I wake up and that's how I judge everything in my life. I'm like, is this as bad as Anger Management? Okay, so you have it that low. Okay. So
yes.
What do you think?
For now, I don't think it's as bad as Anger Management.
So you have it above Anger Management.
Yeah, and after on
yours it's The Longest Yard. Don't try to steal mine. When I get to mine, I'll be on there.
I christened yours.
Yeah, but mine's mine, yours, yours. All right, you have it at 13, Click. Also, by the way, you guys, our list is completely...
Fluid?
Fluid.
Until
the last Adam Sandler movie. It's set in stone. And I've already done it where it's just like a week later, I'm like, you know what? Maybe this. Because like in a movie, sometimes other things stick with you more than some things. So right now, Marie has it at 13. So from best to worst for Marie, we have The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Punch Drunk Love, Spanglish, 51st States, Big Daddy, Waterboy, Bulletproof, Going Overboard, The Longest Yard, Click, Anger Management, Little Nicky, 8 Crazy Nights.
Yep. Bacon?
Woof.
Where's it going?
For me, it is worse than Anger Management.
Wow. Oh, okay.
It is worse than Bulletproof.
Wow. I mean, I agree.
You know what?
Don't say it. Just let me go.
I'm going to put it right here.
From best to worst.
Yep.
Bacon's are Punch Drunk Love,
yep.
The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Spanglish, Mr. D.
You can't beat that top five. Go ahead.
51st Dates, Big Daddy, The Waterboy, Anchor Management, Bulletproof, Going Overboard, The Young.
Say it, Marie. Say what number 13 movie is, Marie.
Say it. The Youngest Nerd. The youngest nerd. Nard. Little Nardy. No. Click. Little Nicky. 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. So the bottom three, I'm crying.
Bacon has tears in his
eyes. The Youngest Nerd.
It's an episode later. And we still cannot.
I'll always laugh for the youngest nerd. The youngest nerd is funnier than anything in Click. Oh, it you is. Guys. Oh, boy. So, for the difference between Marie and I is our 16, 15, 14, our bottom three right now. We both have 8 Crazy Nights as our worst. Our yep. second worst is Little Nicky. Nicky. And for me, the third worst is Click. And the third worst for Marie is Anger Management.
Yes. I
still can't... You can't believe that Anger Management is better than Click. Is that it's way better than Click. Click is awful.
Both of them are so bad.
They're both awful.
The premise of both is so stupid.
Click is worse. By far.
But the contrived scenario-ness of Anger Management.
The contrived scenario-ness of Click. The entire thing is just trying to get you to cry, and I didn't cry until the end when we were talking about the youngest nerd.
The youngest nerd is a metaphor for my relationship with my dad. He was always so young.
Oh my god.
And narded in his work.
Oh my god, nard dog. So good. All right, it's another bad one. I mean, I feel like that lands in a specific zone for us. And after that, I am not looking forward to what we have next.
If you thought Click was one of Adam Sandler's better films, you are so wrong.
You are wrong in so many ways.
We went back and watched this for you.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You watched it and you have bad memories because this movie is awful.
Bad.
Bad all around. The only thing good is that his wife in this movie is so hot.
And the actor who portrays his son is so good.
That's
and
it.
So attractive.
Marie, I just looked. You know what's next?
I do not.
It is our... I do believe it's our last chance for something to break our top five. We're looking at Adam Sandler in Rain Over Me.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think this is his last chance. I've never seen...
We know it's a serious film.
Yeah. I've never seen it. Have you?
No.
All right. So it has a chance. It could work its way up. Because after that, after looking at that list, I think our top five is set.
Yeah.
It depends on Rain Over Me next week. So, Marie, right now, what do you have to say? Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Please.
Please.
Stop. Please stop.
Now, is this the Family Guy Adam Sandler we're going to see from now on, or do you still have some crazy louts in there?
I have no clue. Yeah, no, it's just a movie, and I like doing it, and then I'll get to do other stuff in my life, and no, I hopefully, whatever I feel like I could do well and it could be funny, I'll do.
Mm-hmm.